Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Seven.
Right.
What's up? Yep.
Good. So what the hell are we talking about?
Wait a sec. Okay. Speak.
What are we talking about today?
Ask Azak this. God. Azak?
Yeah?
Can you hear Bram?
Yes, I can.
Okay, then. I think we're settled. Is Josh there?
Yeah, he's here.
Josh, can you say something so that we can hear you?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
No, wait a second. Nah, say it again. No, I'm just joking.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Alright, give me a second.
Hey, wait, Aller. Is that how I say your name? Aller? Aller? Aller?
That's what it is.
Okay. Where do you come from? Because I couldn't figure it out. I tried searching it. It says some state in America.
I don't really edit my Skype, but I'm from Sudan. But right now, I live in Malaysia. I'm from Sudan.
Oh, okay.
And I live in Malaysia currently, so, yeah.
Sorry, my geo is bad, but are they close?
Pardon?
Are they close?
No,
not at all. Sudan's in Africa. I'm in Malaysia, in Asia, right now.
Awesome. I've been to Africa once, to Tunisia.
Tunisia.
Yep.
I've never been there before.
Yeah, I was there when my mom was pregnant with me, and then I went there a few years ago.
What do you mean? When your mom was pregnant with you?
I went there again a couple of years ago to check it out. It was really good. I went to Djerba. Yeah, that's how the place is called, Djerba. It's an island. Yeah, I don't know.
You get to go to a lot of places, eh?
I have to travel sometimes.
Okay, just give me a second. You need to get my headphones.
Bram, do you speak French?
No, je parle pas français.
Pas du tout, ou juste un peu?
Juste, moi, je parle quand je veux, mais la plupart du temps, je parle anglais. Most of the time I speak English.
Okay. Where do you come from in Canada?
Montreal.
That's where What's Up Andy or something was.
What's Up Who?
It's a cartoon I used to watch. No, it does. Yeah.
I'm not sure I heard of that, but yeah.
Yeah, never mind. Let me search it. Azak, and you're from U.S., right?
Yeah, California specifically, the Bay Area around San Francisco.
I know all the names. I don't know where the hell they are.
Okay, so can you hear me now? I have my headphones on, microphone.
Okay. I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yep, what's up, Andy? Let me see. Canadian animated series. It was based on a series of books by Andy Griffiths. Griffiths. I don't know, it's hard.
CH at the end, or?
Do you mean what's with Andy? Or
What's with Andy? You're right. What's with Andy?
Yeah.
They had it on when I was small, and I just remembered it whenever you say Canada, because it always ended up like association in Canada.
It was probably after my time.
Yeah, let me check. You play hockey, right?
Yeah.
I play hockey too. Well, I began this year. Damn.
Wow, that's almost borderline stereotypical. A Russian and a Canadian who both play hockey.
Yeah.
We should kill each other first.
No, man, I live in peace. Oh, I don't live in peace. But yeah, it's been going on from 2001 to 2007.
Really? Oh, yeah. Actually, I haven't seen a cartoon since, besides The Simpsons or The Family Guy since long
time. I say cartoons are badass. Well, like the last 10 years, I stopped watching them because they turned into crap.
Yeah, that's true.
Most of the
cartoons are anyway.
Most of the cartoons I watch are like superhero cartoons.
Yeah, I stopped watching cartoons.
Yeah, but I call that porn, so that's it.
Yeah.
I'm actually watching the Avatar, The Last Airbender right now, just to sort of prepare myself for the new one, Legend of Korra.
Oh, I just saw the first two episodes of that on Coronation.com. It's actually really good.
I know, I heard it's really good, but I just started watching the first episode of Avatar, then the Legend of Korra came up. I just decided, okay, I'll finish the Avatar, then I'll go to Legend of Korra.
And what's it called? Pro bending is one of the best sports in a TV show, like fantastical TV show ever. They have set rules. They made it perfect. They detailed it to the last tiny bit. It's really, and it's cool to watch. I mean, it's really cool to watch.
Yeah, I've heard some of you guys going on about the Airbender. Is that it? The Avatar.
Yeah, when I like first saw it, I already raged quit cartoons. Because most of them are nowadays, if you just turn on a random cartoon, they're crap.
That's true.
Bad
movie. Cartoons have gotten worse over the years.
Yep. I really liked all the superhero cartoons, and the Atom series were good. It's like
Atom.
Yeah, that was fun.
Puppeteers and machines. I love that.
Yeah, but now, when I was 8 or 9, I can't remember, I just, like, turned it on and there was more and more crap, and then I just rage quit.
Young Justice is actually pretty good for a superhero. It's a pretty good superhero cartoon.
Young Justice? And I was skeptical. That's why I didn't decide to watch it. I'll give it a shot.
If you read my blog, you'd know that I stopped watching TV generally.
It's a lot darker than you would expect from a kid's show, Young Justice is.
Is there blood?
Not really blood, but I just mean the themes are a lot darker than you would expect from a kid's show.
Wait.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
I missed that cartoon.
Yeah. Any of you watched The Misfits? Or Misfits, sorry.
I've wanted to, but then I heard it was really gory, and I decided against it. I'm not a big fan of gory cartoons.
Yeah, I'm gonna go watch it.
I don't know. I've seen a couple episodes. Doesn't seem gory.
The only TV shows from the West, like U.S., America, England, I watch are Sherlock, which are just amazing.
Yeah.
Then I got Game of Thrones. I'm still in episode one. It's kind of slow. And Walking Dead, I finished a couple of weeks ago episode one of season two, and that was really cool. And that's about it.
So no spoilers for you?
What?
No spoilers for you?
Oh, no, sorry, no. Oh, actually, I don't generally, I don't really care that much, but my bro, like, told me, so yeah. But I think we just better keep it spoiler-free if ASAP wants to post it somewhere.
Spoilers don't really bother me that much, to be honest. Like, if somebody tells me a spoiler, it doesn't bother me. Unless it's like a really big plot twist in the story, then...
Yeah. I generally... The biggest thing, like spoilers, I'd say are in books. I hate it when a book gets spoiled for me.
Yeah, okay, that I agree with. Because I remember once I was reading, you know, Dead Poets Society?
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard of it, but yeah.
Well, it's originally a movie, but I was reading the book, and I remember one of my classmates.
Don't we don't actually save a spoiler, because if we're gonna read it, we would have spoiled it for us.
Okay. Well, he just told me something bad that happened at the end, and I was like, "You son of a! Why? Bitch. I was just 5 pages away. You couldn't." Oh.
Well, you know, 5 pages is fine, but when you're like in a 600-page book, which you really love because it's like the sixth in the series, like me,
yeah.
And basically the big twist of a whole series gets spoiled for you by a guy who's just like read my friend. He just read like literally a couple of lines every few pages, and then he's like stumbled. And he's like, oh yeah, you know that happens. I'm like, fuck.
The only time I'm okay with spoilers is when someone tells me the book ends in tragedy, and they're like, okay, now I don't need to read it. Because I'm not a big fan of, like, sad and tragic endings. Like, that's why I hate most dog books, because almost all dog books end with the dog dying.
The dog bites the best, yeah.
Oh, River Red Fern Grows, that's a good one.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that so much.
Oh, yeah, I almost cried in the end.
What book?
Oh, wait.
My dog's just sleeping on my bed right now. The other one's downstairs somewhere.
Wait, Isaac?
Yeah?
Okay, so you don't like any sad or bad endings or anything like
that? I'm not a big fan of tragic endings, no.
Okay, dude, sorry, spoiler alert, you're gonna die.
It reminds me of, you ever watch Friends?
Friends?
The TV show?
Oh yeah, I've seen a few
comedy?
Episodes.
I can't watch something that has the word Friends when I don't have any.
Oh.
No, I'm joking.
You have a...
No, in the episode of Friends, there's this character, Phoebe.
Yeah.
And her mother has changed all the endings of the movies to happy endings because she didn't want her to go through suffering. And she finds out all the endings of all these movies that ended up terribly as fun. So that just reminded me of what you said there. But anyways.
That's kind of funny, actually.
She finds out, like, 20 years later, all the movies that she thought ended happily were, like, terrible.
Mm. Oh, I watched Smallville. I watched, like, 8 full seasons and halfway through 9, and then I have to get back to it because I couldn't. I'm waiting to get the whole thing, and, like, I don't know.
Oh, I so need to watch. I really want to see all of Smallville. I've only seen, like, a bunch of episodes from the first season so far. I really want to see Smallville.
Yeah, it's great. You can't believe... It's actually hard to believe because my whole fucking class, was addicted to it. It was crazy. And then I just remembered it because I used to watch it as a kid on TV. So then I got all the seasons that were available, which I sort of said in my blog, but never mind. And I got it and... Yeah.
Smallville breaks so many continuity, like, things in it. It breaks so much stuff from the comics. It started off like an actual origin story, then it just took everything and changed it.
Oh, yeah. It's still great.
That's what I liked about it.
I don't know. I watched like...
Well, most shows break out of continuity anyway, so it's not a big deal. It's just...
Like, season 4 was crap. I didn't finish it. I don't know, it was cool, like, what they did, but then it was just boring.
Well, please don't spoil anything for me, because I need to see that all the way through.
Okay, but really, there are only, like, so many major spoilers, because whatever happens, they somehow undo it and get back on the path.
Yeah.
I already know the ending to the entire Smallville series, but it was an expected ending anyway, so I don't really care.
Yeah, but it's more of a character.
He is Superman, so yeah.
And what's it called? They're actually doing a season 11 in comic books. They're making comic books season 11.
I'm like, season 11, holy damn, it's going to continue. I was so excited, and I was like, oh, it's all in comics. And I have, it's hard to purchase comics for me when you're outside of U.S. So, the only comics which I... purchase, in Russia you can only purchase Marvel comics. I don't know, I just never ever saw a DC one. And the Marvel ones were, like, running out. But, as I said, I travel a lot. And there I generally got, over like, the ones I really wanted, like, Civil War, stuff like X-Men, Batman. Yeah. Or I just ordered it from Amazon, but generally, I just really can't read comics.
Speaking of comics, they really mess up continuity with the DC New 52. I mean, I know they erase a bunch of stuff, but then they bring in Bart Allen when Iris isn't even married and she's not even dating Barry. And so Bart Allen shouldn't be there because Iris brought him back from the future. So he shouldn't even be there.
Okay, I'll be honest. I have no idea what you
have to do. Alan Brown, did you understand anything you just said?
Well, I know all I know is about the New 52. I don't know about, you know.
Well, they it's a character that Bart Allen is the future grandson of Barry and Iris Allen in the comics. Well, Iris Allen is not married to Barry in the current continuity. And in fact, he's not even dating her. Well, somehow Bart Allen is still in the past, even though Iris brought him back from the future in the previously. This is how it worked. She brought him back from the future to train with her nephew, and her husband. It doesn't make sense because her nephew doesn't really exist. Barry isn't married to her, so Bart Allen shouldn't be here in the past. He should still be in the future.
You're still not helping me here.
You're not helping me at all. I don't understand.
Okay, let's just skip it, because seriously, I don't think any of us, like, understand.
Okay, sorry. It's just the little gripe I have about the DC New 52.
Yeah, so I just stick to one comic book, which I order from Amazon every few, like, whenever I want. I just got, it's Batman. Because generally, it doesn't get overly universally complex, like, I don't know, Superman or all these New 52. I just, you know, he's calm, he's simple, he hits guys in the face, he has some emotional storylines, it's cool.
He's simple?
I'm really liking the Nightwing comics right now. That's my favorite DC character, so.
Yeah,
Nightwing. I really liked him in the Batman animated series. I liked how he originated.
I'm just imagining Bram must be so confused because we're like a bunch of kids talking about stuff and he's lost.
I'm watching porn on the other screen.
Bram is just wishing that Power Girl had a comic right now.
No, I was guessing that she has a new outfit where she closes up her cleavage area in the New 52, actually.
In the New 52? What comic is she in?
I don't know. I was on Google and I was looking. And she put on a new uniform, which some people don't like too much, because she has a P instead of, like, her boobs popping out. So, yeah.
I actually recently saw a DC animated movie with Power Girl in it. She played a major role.
Animated movie.
Yeah, it was Superman, Batman, Public Enemies.
Wait a minute. Was the main villain Darkseid?
No, that was Superman, Batman, Apocalypse.
Apocalypse. I didn't hear about it.
The main villain in this one was technically Lex Luthor's president and a meteorite. Yeah. Awesome. A kryptonite meteorite.
About Smallville, what's his name? Michael Rosenbaum was amazing as Lex Luthor.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, no, he did a really good job. Just like you know, sometimes I don't understand, like, it's often that you can see in books and fiction, like, delusional ex-best friends. Anyone here read the series, The Saga of Darren Chan?
No.
Oh, basically that too, it's about a delusional best friend. Oh, we're like, four different story arcs in total. Oh, there's one major one. And basically his best friend's delusion is that he wanted to be a vampire, but he was sort of evil, so we couldn't make it. It's complicated, but he's just like, oh, you stole that bride from me. And same thing with Lex Luthor. He's generally just delusional.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my father loves you, and he hates me, and I'm an emo.
Most bad guys are delusional.
Or what?
Joker's just insane. He's not really delusional. He's just insane.
Okay.
Joker's super sane. That's badass.
He's just into chaos, that's all.
No, no, but, like, what's his name? I don't know. I was checking on Wikipedia to find out if his real name was actually revealed ever. And, basically, like, oh, you know, who's, like, what's his name? What's your real Grant Morrison, that's his name. He's like, Joker's not insane. He's super sane. So he, like, makes up a different personality every day.
And Joker... What's interesting about him was he actually, he would never have become Joker if it wasn't for Batman.
Yeah, we know that.
He was
that.
Just a two-bit crook named the Red Hood that Batman, and then Batman knocked him into a vat of acid. Voila, creates his greatest villain.
He didn't push him, but guy tripped.
He didn't do it on purpose, but he did knock him into it. So without Batman, there'd be no Joker.
Yeah, clearly. But he had him...
Didn't the Joker kill Batman's parents?
No, that
that's what I used to think as a kid. Yeah, I realized
it was a guy by the name of I think his last name had to do with something about cold. It was like Frost or something. He was just a gangster with the last name of Frost. I think.
Yeah, he was just a common thug.
Yeah, he was just a common, like, gangster thug. He wasn't really anyone special. Chill! His name was Chill.
Yeah. What I really like about Joker is how he describes his past. Sometimes I remember it one way. Sometimes another. If I'm going to have a past, I prefer it to be multiple choice.
My favorite Batman villain would have to be Mr. Freeze. I don't know what it is about him. I just really like him.
His name's Victor.
He's actually a really tragic character. It's all because his wife had an incurable illness that all this happened to him.
Yeah, you know, he still kills people. It's not, you know. Basically, that's what Grant Morrison says. Joker may not be insane, but has some sort of super sanity in which he recreates himself each day to cope with a chaotic flow of modern urban life. Awesome. Does anyone watch How I Met Your Mother?
Nah.
Yes. Yep.
Yep.
They
yep,
both do, I don't.
Wait, is Josh even there?
Josh just left.
Oh, okay.
I guess he was bored, and since he wasn't talking or anything, so he just left.
Yeah, because you know, you don't hear him. He's just there anymore.
I don't think he was really liking the conversation. He's not big into comics or anything we've really been talking about.
Okay, so let's take another theme.
He's already gone, so we've already lost him, but...
Still. He's alive. He's there. I just saw it, his little...
All right. I meant to ask this question at the beginning. It was just the starting. I was going to start it off with this, but what games have you been playing recently, and like what do you think about them or whatever?
I was playing Skyrim recently.
What?
Skyrim.
Skyrim. Oh.
I was playing Skyrim. Yes.
Skyrim.
Yeah, Skyrim.
How you like this Skyrim?
No, I left it. Oh, okay. Never mind. Damn. It's when you switch between languages, because I'm at my house now.
No, I'm speaking English, though.
Fuck. Anyway, Skyrim. Basically, I made 3 characters in total. One was when I first got the game. It was Khajiit. You know what that is? It's like these giant cats. They're the most awesome folks here. The best is, for me, I think, to play as an Imperial, because we're, you know, the best. They get along really great with, like, anything. One hand, yeah. And then I had to... Wait, why am I saying this? I wrote a blog about it. Never mind. Did you go on that? Or
earlier? I wrote a blog. I personally have been playing a lot of Kid Icarus Uprising. The multiplayer is really great on that game.
I don't know, people keep talking about it, they seriously can't be bothered to find out what it's about. Nintendo 3DS.
Yeah, it's on the 3DS. It's really, the multiplayer is really fun, and I'm actually getting quite good at the multiplayer. which is good. I mostly use claws, so I move really fast, and then I have a special move, auto reticle, which automatically targets me on the enemy for a while. And so I just, it's limited time, and I just use that and my claws to get easy kills.
Wait a second. What are you doing with multiplayer?
There's free for all where it's just every man for himself, and there's light versus dark where you share a team health bar and you also have your own. And once the team health bar depletes, the last person to be defeated turns into an angel. And then if you defeat the angel, you win.
Okay.
It's kind of weird, but it's fun.
Okay, Bram, what about you? We're all there.
Let's Bram go.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I've been playing NBA 2K12, which I don't think anybody here is playing.
No, yeah, I have a friend who's just like a huge basketball nut. He's like, I mean, he comes to dinner every night, like in a boarding school, and he keeps on talking about... No, he doesn't, because no one listens to him.
Yeah.
But I literally asked him, I don't know, I can't remember where, but I got his name, and I just asked him, do you know him? And he just gave me a whole bio of a practically unknown player from I don't know where. Damn.
Oh my gosh, my dad can do that. We were talking about a baseball player backup came in that none of us had ever heard of, and my dad went through his entire career.
No, I'm talking about basketball.
No, I know, but I'm just saying my dad can do that in any sport. It's ridiculous.
I really like sports, like I do a lot of them, but I don't really care to watch sports. For example, lately, the last couple of years, I really enjoyed rugby, ice hockey, but I don't know anything about them. I just know that Russia kicks ass in hockey, and I watched some matches one day.
What?
Kind of does ass.
What?
Never mind, just skip it. And
Sidney Crosby would like to have some words with you.
Yeah, so you guys win 2 out of every 3. Big deal. You got lucky.
I'm going to go fetch some water. Yeah, 3 years in a row, right? So lucky.
Give me a cupcake.
We don't have any in Russia. My bad.
No, I've got, like, so many backlog games. I haven't even opened them up. I haven't started Mass Effect 3, and there's, like, what, 100 blogs about it now? Yeah, and all the whining and everybody's upset about Mass Effect 3.
The ending.
And yeah, the ending. And I've got Kingdoms of Amalur.
I played the demo. That was fun.
Yeah, demo was fun, but the camera has a little bit of problems in the game, but it's a fun game. But right now, I'm like with all the basketball and everything, I'm playing NBA 2K12 most of the time. Holy shit, that was nice.
And that leaves you, Alir.
Okay, right now, I am completely and utterly broke. So I've been playing, now. I haven't been playing much, but I had my 3DS from last year, and I had Ocarina of Time 3D, and I just started the Master Quest. And surprisingly, I was really impressed. It was actually a lot harder. Ocarina of Time on the 3DS is what I'm playing.
Nice.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
What game?
Ocarina of Time 3D on the 3DS.
Oh.
Pardon?
I'm not a Zelda fan, sorry.
Yeah, but... It's all I've been playing right now. That and I'm going to be getting my PS3 about next month. So
I want you to make me a Zelda fan, man.
What?
I want you to make me a Zelda fan. I have I have Ocarina of Time, Twilight Princess, and the last one.
I wanted to ask.
Sword.
Yeah.
Skyward Sword is great.
Azar.
Yeah.
How old are you?
19.
And wait, Graham, how come you have so much time? Are you unemployed?
No, I'm working. I I got home after 2.
Hard work.
No, actually, I'm on the street right now with my laptop. People are staring, but still.
No, seriously?
Yeah. No, I work.
No, but I mean, you're in the street now.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, how come you have so much time whenever I, like, log on? Because I'm on holidays. I'm allowed. I've got 24 hours free per day. Except if I have to read 2 books in French, but, you know, whatever. But, yeah.
I can log on from work, so.
Oh, what do you do as a job?
I do tech support for an internet company. And basically when it gets slow, we have a gaming room. I have an Xbox 360 and a PS3 in there and stuff. And we can browse the internet. So there's a lot of slow afternoons. So I come on to my IGN for the drama and stuff and whatever.
Wait, Isaac, is this seriously going up? Are you recording it?
Yeah, I'm recording this.
Are you going to edit some parts?
Probably not. I'm not good at editing. It's just going to go up as is.
Okay. So that time I killed the hobo. What?
Go on.
Buried them under my porch. Hopefully you'll edit that out. Because...
Edit what out?
About the time I killed somebody.
I didn't even hear that.
Oh, good. Well, never mind then.
Well, you just said it now.
Wait. Isaac. You know, I thought half a podcast would be making fun and insulting Bram. And
me?
And you just, like, said, we're not editing it, and that means we're just going to have to sit here in awkward silences when we want to be, like, spamming Bram of insults. Yeah.
When did this... I didn't know we were supposed to be insulting him. I would have started a long time ago.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, get right to it.
Why? Just because I'm old? Is that it?
No, because you're Bram.
And because you have an unhealthy obsession with Power Girl.
Wait a second.
Not unhealthy. Have you seen her?
It's unhealthy.
She's a fictional character. You can never have sex with her.
So is Victor. Accepted. A fictional character, that is.
Okay, guys, let me go grab some sausage. Okay, that sounds wrong. But... yeah, I'm going to go eat something. Wait a sec. So I'll be back in 5 minutes, hopefully. Less probably.
Okay, take your time. Man.
Okay. I want to ask you guys a question as well. What's the game you're most excited for? Or what's the game you're most excited to play?
BioShock Infinite, I think.
Okay, how about the top three? Top three most excited games you're excited to play?
Max Payne 3. I'd say I've always loved Max Payne, BioShock Infinite, and I don't know, there's so many games to name. Borderlands 2 also.
For me, it would be Assassin's Creed 3.
That looks good.
Pikmin 3.
Pikmin 3. No idea about Pikmin. Never played it before.
And, Animal Crossing on the 3DS. I just love that series.
But seriously,
I'm curious. What do you do in Animal Crossing?
You live in a town with a bunch of animals, and you do menial everyday stuff.
Don't you do that in real life?
Yeah, but the game is just so addicting. Like, you collect stuff, and it's addicting because every day something new happens in the game. And it even has holidays on real holiday days and everything. I don't know. It's just addicting.
Which game?
Animal Crossing.
Sorry. Never heard of it. So I got myself...
Yeah.
Does anyone hear like him?
Like
that? How do we talk? Like, there should be a sequence or something, like, because we keep interrupting each other.
No, I just keep interrupting you guys.
All right.
Okay, so, like, okay, if we ask a question, let's just say answer one after the other.
Yeah.
No, because I was just going to say about Derek, you know, Debo, about his Barbie fetish. His Barbie fetish, like he keeps following all these Barbie games.
Oh, he loves Barbie. I spoke to him about it. I'm like, what the hell, mate? Oh, I love Barbies. Oh, no, he's a great guy.
He likes Barbies.
Yeah, he likes
bound, a muscle-bound lawyer that likes Barbies.
I prefer
that's
power.
Definitely a new one. That's definitely a new one.
No, he's still a great guy, but seriously, Barbies, I hate them. They ruined my childhood. No, I just remember seeing my sister force my little brother to play with her, and then he actually liked it on the computer. Dear God.
One of my friends, back when I was in high school, actually said this hilarious comment. She stated that if SpongeBob ever announced he were gay on the show, her entire childhood would be ruined.
Wait. SpongeBob is gay?
That's what people say. He hasn't actually said, they never said anything about it, but that's what people say he is. And he's so she was like, if he ever actually announced it on the show, that would ruin her entire childhood.
Right, he's SpongeBob.
Sarcastic, actually.
But what's it called? There was this hilarious on American Idol way back. I don't watch it anymore. But the guy, Ryan Seacrest, pointed out. He goes, Simon Cowell, you've been voted as one of the most sexiest men on Earth, right behind SpongeBob. SpongeBob was on the list.
What?
SpongeBob was a bunch of years back. SpongeBob was on the list for most sexiest men. Seriously.
Okay, that was definitely like a troll. That was a troll,
yes. But they literally put him on the list.
No, but you Americans are crazy. You know in Japan it's legal to marry cushions?
Legally,
yeah.
What?
I saw a news report, and there's this dude, he actually married legally, like some cushion made to be married.
Yeah, from like Taruhi's blog, right? Taruhi, their blog.
I don't remember, it was around a year ago or more, but he married a cushion. Like, it was like these really, it was like a really long cushion. And it actually looked really comfy, but marry it, really?
He married a cushion?
He married a cushion, illegal.
I never get some things in Japan, like their dating sim games. Like on 3DS, you can date it's literally, you're dating an anime girl. That's the entire game.
Somebody actually married an anime girl on the DS, just so you know.
Oh yeah, I did see that. Oh my God.
I don't get anything about Japan. What are you talking about?
No, but dude, our food's amazing. I know. I have plenty of Japanese friends. We're actually really great. Oh, of course, everyone is great people.
Then they have that one game, Sakura So Long My Love or something, and it's a mech fight, a mech RPG with a dating sim attached.
What?
There's a game in Japan which is a mecha RPG with a dating sim on it attached. The game is a mecha RPG / dating sim.
Hey guys, I've got a question. At what time do you have dinner?
What?
At what time, I said, do you have dinner?
When I'm hungry.
Yeah, same for me. When I'm hungry, I eat.
Like, between 5 or 6. I keep a tight schedule on my dinner.
AM or PM?
On all my meals.
AM or
breakfast, because it just depends on when I wake up.
AM or PM?
PM.
Okay. I don't know. I never saw a point in having a... Like in school, and when I'm bored, of course there's like a designed time. When I'm at my house, I might have it at a dinner at 4 p.m. as much as 2 a.m.
Victor?
Yeah.
That was a lame question. That was a lame question. Edit that out.
No, it wasn't. I'm just having dinner now. It came to my mind.
What time is it there?
It's 11:26 p.m. I mean a.m. I mean, wait, I can't tell. P.m.
Yeah, probably p.m.
Wow.
Yeah, I couldn't, like, ASAC, why I couldn't start the podcast at the precise time was because my Skype on my computer, it broke. In January, Because my computer was really slow because of a terrible internet. So I shut my computer down, Skype was on, and since then it doesn't work. Like, it literally slows my computer by 100 times, so it takes around 15 minutes to just, click on a conversation to open, you know? So I had to wait until my other computer gets untouched and I can use it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, I think this is the point where we start talking about other people.
Okay. Ram.
No, I'm... Okay, what? Victor, I know your best friend is Justin, right?
Who?
Justin.
Oh, no, but... we have, periodical fights. I mean, it's funny. He makes fun of me, I make fun of him. But nope. I might...
Go ahead, sir.
I don't know, I never really spoke to him. But he's a cool guy. I keep speaking to him. But I don't... Like, a lot of people, I speak to him continually on Facebook before on Skype. But him, I just speak to him on my IGN and... Yep.
Wait, who's Justin?
I'm Justin. Forever.
Oh, him.
Yeah, he's
cool. He supports Linkin Park. That's about... Yeah, he wrote a cool blog memorial thing. I wanted to do that, like, months ago, but I just forgot about it.
I'm sorry. I interrupted you. Speak.
Just go on already.
I just say, there's many times that I've had an idea, and I'm like, okay, I should make this blog. Then I look at it, I get lazy. Then I see somebody else make it, then it gets like a bunch of comments, then I'm like,
That's my man. That's exactly what I'm on about. I am too goddamn lazy. Before I used to, in October, I wrote two posts a day at least, like, and they're old CLDR, they're full of spelling errors, and they're long, and fought from a... And now I'm just like, oh, maybe I should write a post. I mean, you know, I'm bored. I need some people to comment on something. Graham always says something, and that's awesome.
Yeah, because I'm bored at work.
Exactly.
You know, he used to be one of the most active members on my IGN, and now is kind of sporadic. Like, he's on sometimes, but not that much. Mr. Ghost has suddenly dropped off the radar.
No, yeah. I spoke to him. Remember he wrote a blog how he was here for 1 year? Because I get it, he's just, like, mad that there was all the drama. Because when I first joined, it was just before the Luigi thing started. And there was absolutely no drama. It's like, since that conflict, everything's, like, been going to hell, it seems.
Yeah, I joined at the very beginning of my IGN, like, summer of 2010.
Uh-huh.
And it was completely clear. There weren't really any trolls except for, like, the funny trolls, like, Angry... I'm not sure when he joined, but I think he was on at that time. But then it started getting worse. My IGN has been slowly picking up steam with trolls and drama.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't talk because I've done, like, two Rage Quit blogs, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like... Seriously, you came back. That's funny. I'm going to leave at some point. But everyone is right.
Yeah, everyone's going to leave one day.
Just having a great dinner. That's what counts.
My IGN, I tried to quit it for a while. I was like, all right, I need to leave for some reason. I said personal reasons. I just wanted to leave because I was getting sick of stuff. And then I came on, like, a week later, like, 4 to a week later, and have been on ever since. I just can't quit it. It's an addiction.
I know.
It is, yeah.
The thing is,
we gotta stop.
Hey, guys, let's start a crusade and sue the creators of my IGN for making this new drug.
I'm suing Jessica Chabot.
For what?
She got me into this site. I saw her picture, and then I came into this site.
Wow, well, that's really why you got on the site?
No, Isaac, really, are you surprised?
Not really, I'm not that surprised, but...
You know it's Bram.
No, she was doing, what was the update, daily update thing?
No, I actually came... My story's kind of lame. I just, like, roamed around YouTube because I thought of buying some game. Then I kept on seeing Machinima, like, matchups, like, is that character better than this one? And then I saw IGN, and then I just checked out a bunch of daily fixes, and I'm like, finally, okay, I'll just check out the site. And then I kept on leaving comments, I'm like, that's annoying, you know, log in as guest. I made an account. And, sorry for interrupting. Oh, he's not letting you speak. But, and then, July 31st, I finally wrote a blog, and that's when I met another member of a gamer with a free instead of an E, and he disappeared. He was the first person I mentioned. Then we were like, oh, okay, let's read each other's blogs, because the editors didn't want to listen to us, because, you know, we're a person we went on the walls to. And then he just disappeared, and then a month later he's like, I got an Xbox, add me! And then he disappears again.
I found IGN because I was on iTunes looking for video game podcasts, and I found the Nintendo Voice Chat podcast back when there was Matt Casamassina, Mark Bozon, and Craig Harris. And I clicked on it, and I started listening, and I really enjoyed it. I liked them, they were funny. And then I was like, what is this link to? And I was like, oh, IGN. And so I went to IGN, and then I created a membership. And then when my IGN started, I just linked my membership to that, and the rest is history.
Oh, that's why you've been on listening to your podcast for so long.
Yeah.
When I first joined my IGN, it was sort of on a whim. You know how they were advertising my IGN when it was just created? And I was going to IGN Daily looking for gaming news, and then one day I just said, F it. I clicked join, and I'm not really a big fan of gaming sites. But other sites, GameFAQs, GameSpot, or forums, never worked out for me. So I didn't really have much faith in this one. But it turned out a lot better than I expected. Been here for a year and a half.
Yeah, I've been a part of my IGN, not my IGN, since 2007. Like, I have, like, 10 websites that I have bookmarked. So it was only last summer that I went into my IGN. I didn't even know what it was. And once again, it's, you know, I blame Jessica Chabot and my fellow Montrealer Naomi. Those two are to blame for everything.
Yeah, it's their fault.
Their fault, yeah. So I am starting a lawsuit, and if anybody wants to sign it with me, then...
I'm with you. They made me suffer, Bram. Damn. That rhyme.
You should be a rapper.
Me? No, I'm Russian. Oh, wait. Russians have actually some good rappers. My friends, I know people from all over the world. And my Abdul, he's from, you don't know him, he's from Nigeria. There's a rapper he really liked. Oh, most of them do, because I don't know, whatever. I listen to old music.
All right, guys, in about 12 minutes we should end this, because we don't want to be like TLDR and go for 3 hours.
Yeah, we can't go for 3 hours.
Okay, so what do you want to do to end?
But that doesn't mean we have to stop talking, right? It's just a part of a podcast. You have to stop.
Yeah, I'm gonna quit the call, and then we can go back on and continue talking.
Okay, cool. No problem.
Okay. How about you just cut out the boring parts when we're just like...
I'm sorry, I suck at editing. There's not going to be any cutouts. It's going to be as is.
Yeah, but this podcast has been a long time coming, eh?
I originally started a podcast with Siphon and Stat, and then Stat was the one to record it, and then there were a bunch of drop sounds and all these problems, so we never posted it. Well, then Siphon quit, and then I never could get Stat back on, and so I've been trying to start a new one up ever since, and this is finally, the work has paid off.
I know, right? It's been since December. I would have done it much earlier with you.
Victor, 1 minute. 1 minute, Victor. We have 11 minutes left. What kind of shit do you want to start before we go?
Ram, I hate you. Sorry, I had to get that in.
I know that already. I know already.
Okay, I'm gonna try to do this with a force accent. I'm probably going to do a terrible job, but nevertheless, it's worth a try, no?
I can't understand the word you're saying, Victor.
Okay, awesome. What time is it in wherever you are? Because I keep forgetting. I'm sorry, my memory's terrible, Alair.
It's 3:37 a.m.
Hmm?
3:37 a.m.? Holy shit.
Yep.
It's 3:37 p.m. here.
Here too, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm nocturnal, so...
What do you have tomorrow? Are you busy?
Yeah, I've got it at 11 a.m.
God damn, you've got a lot of time. Damn.
What?
You can sleep.
I can sleep, yeah, I know. To be honest, I just need about 2-3 hours of sleep. That's enough for me per day.
Okay, guys, so how about we end on a personal... Sorry. Wait a sec, I'll be back.
I know. Is it me or did his ringtone sound like the AVGNT?
The what?
Angry Video Game Nerd.
Oh, I love Angry Video Game Nerd. He's hilarious. Because he purposely subjects himself to crappy games and then complains about them.
Yeah.
I just really love his insults. He's really creative with them.
I like the one where he played the Friday the 13th game or whatever, and then he had a guy dress up like the Friday the 13th guy and force him to play it or he would kill him.
I dressed up as Freddy last Halloween. I mean, no, not last Halloween, but Halloween before that. Last Halloween, I dressed up as Charlie.
Charlie?
It's my second personality. I sometimes go literally crazy. I call him Charlie. I have a whole backstory made up.
Not surprising. Not surprising.
Okay, guys. I've got an idea. We end this podcast. Sorry. Hard eating.
Stop smoking weed. You're only 14.
Really quick. After this podcast, we need to figure out some... I think we should play some... I got some metal cartoon themes that we should play for the intro and outro.
Wait, we discuss it in the, when we call each other back, okay?
Okay.
How
about we end this on a personal note? Like, we all see some personal facts, you know?
Are you kidding me?
Huh?
Are you kidding me?
No. Like, say something personal, I don't know. Bram, do you have something personal? Do you have a wife? I don't know.
I am divorced.
Oh,
I only have love. I only have love for Power Girl.
That's never gonna happen until they create a machine that can bring cartoon characters to life.
Don't question my
love. That would be terrible if they made it to
the. If they start bringing cartoon characters to life, the world would end.
Yeah, and immediately the moment they've
done
like and that's it. We're done for. Goodbye.
It's both done.
I mean, can you imagine if they start bringing supervillains into real life? I mean, we'd be screwed.
No, because we have a Russian Spetsnaz.
Yeah.
He's a totally kick-ass.
Alright, let me say this. If we brought Darkseid into real life and the planet Apocalypse, we would all be dead.
No, we'd have a new life go take a piss on Darkseid's face.
And then he would punch you in the face and that would kill you.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. We'll have to die eventually. At least I could say, like, whenever I'm dead, guys, I took a piss on Darkseid's face.
Yeah.
Here lies Victor, the guy who took a piss on Darkseid's face.
No, actually, why a piss? I don't know. I'd rather poke his eye out.
Yeah, I don't think it would be that easy.
Yeah, especially considering he has homing laser eye beams.
Yeah, you go for your eyes, just kiss goodbye to your fingers.
Okay, then I'd be like, could you please worm this popcorn? That was lame.
You know? Yeah.
What's your personal thing there, Victor?
Some bashful flow.
Okay.
Okay, that was worthless. I have no idea.
You're the one who brought this subject
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
I know.
Wait, Graham brings up something, so you have to say yeah. something.
Now people make fun that I was divorced.
I love teddy bears.
I am 6'2 in height.
Teddy bears make for great cushions, and I love them. And I always will.
Stop pumping them.
Okay, my turn. I have never actually had a single date in my life.
That sucks. Oh.
You're going
to I had one just a month ago. So overrated.
I'm just, like, really off. I can be friends with a girl, but if I want to ask her out, it doesn't work. My voice goes silent.
How old are you?
19. So I have plenty of time. It just yeah. hasn't happened yet.
I think Blair is available.
What?
When Blair is available, or let's see.
Blair for I'm not gonna date Blair. That's just don't go there. Now she's gonna listen to this and hear this now.
She won't listen to this, and she won't get to the end of it. So it's okay.
Well, she said she was interested. When I told her Victor was on it, she was interested because she likes accents, so she wanted to hear his Russian accent.
Okay. She heard this when I forced it because I applauded some vloggers. Yeah, and I spoke on Tiny Chat a lot.
Yeah, she was bored. She likes any accent. She gets all happy over any accent.
Yeah, I have a Canadian accent.
I'm not sure if that one would work. She likes the Australian accent and the Russian accent. Some more.
I figured it out. We put the final. Sorry, I just burped. A countdown. It's a final. Sorry, I'm not listening.
Final countdown.
Yeah.
All right, maybe we should end this. We're starting to ramble.
Yeah. We've been rambling for a while.
You gotta do something for a living. Can we get paid for this?
What?
Yeah. Sure.
I expect payment from you, Azak.
Well, I'm not paying you.
Too bad, suing you.
Because we're not selling this, so I'm not going to make any money off it, so I'm sorry, I can't pay you.
Where are you going to applaud this to?
I know a few sites, and I'm also going to put it up on iTunes, probably.
Imagine if we cut out my question and I just hear, I have a few sites.
Wait, I'm not getting paid. Why am I here?
Yeah.
Because I'm here.
Wait, Victor, did you tell them they were getting paid?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you told me you paid me.
See, I did not say I was going to pay anybody.
Guys, he told us you'll pay us, right?
Yep.
I already pre-ordered 5 games on the money I was
getting. That was in the contract.
Come on.
Whatever. Whatever. You're not getting paid. But I still expect to see you on the next podcast.
Awesome. I don't know.
The next podcast?
Wait, first let's see if anyone actually manages to, you know, listen to us rambling.
Well, yeah. I really don't care. I'm still going to put... I think we should still do more. It's enjoyable for me.
Yeah, it sure is.
I do enjoy it.
No, I mean, I'm really enjoying this because, you know, it's fun talking to people. But... When you think of it, when you're going to listen to this podcast, what are we discussing? We're not talking about that. We're not forming any opinions, except that we all hate Bram. That he's,
yeah.
I never said I hated Bram. I just said he had an unhealthy obsession with Power Girl.
You hate Bram.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, and that's it. Like,
no, we didn't form... No, it's true. We didn't form enough opinions about stuff.
Yeah,
we talked a lot. We actually had a really long conversation about comics, okay? That was legit.
Yeah, but I don't know about comics, so...
Okay, let's see how many people in my IGN actually don't, like, who are interested in comics, care about, like, don't know about what we just said.
Yeah, like, you had no idea about my Bart Allen comment.
Yeah, but then again, I'm not a huge comic book nut, which you're saying is basically... People are listening to us.
No, I wasn't saying that. But we also talked about a bunch of stuff. I'm sure somebody will find something to enjoy. We can tell them to skip past parts.
Yeah, minute 43. Just go to minute 43 when I say Blair is available, and that'll be.
Is that guy Blair sitting on a tree?
Please don't start that.
Okay. No, you're supposed to continue.
But wait, how old is Josh?
This is the first podcast, so
yeah,
maybe
this one
gets organized, but later on the line it will become more organized.
Hey guys, wait. So let's end this on, I don't know. Oh, Alir, you didn't say anything personal?
Yeah, he did. He said he was 6'2".
He was what?
That he's 6'2".
6'2". What's 6'2"?
6 feet, 2 inches tall.
In centimeters, no, man. I can't do the
how many meters and centimeters and whatever is that?
185 or so.
You're tall.
I'm the shortest in my family.
Wait, I got one last thing I just remembered. We had a really tall teacher when I was around 4 years old, or five, I can't remember. And he was awesome. And I just watched the movie the night before, so when I went to, like, class, we were walking by his class, and he's like, "Hey, Victor," I'm like, "Hi, sir," and then he comes up right up to me, and then I hit him with the balls.
I had a teacher that told, like, every student in his class that they would never make anything of themselves, including me.
No, because
all had teachers like that.
He was really tall, so that's the first thing I remember when people tell me we're tall. Because I was just like, "Puh."
I'm only.
I had my physics teacher in the back of his head.
So, Alir, be careful.
Looks like an ass.
Alir.
Yeah.
Make sure some kids don't hit you.
Yeah, too late for that.
And, let's leave on one final note. Anybody got a final note?
Yeah.
A final note.
There we go.
Who should we vote for Calm Nom this week?
I'm actually out of votes. I was gonna vote for Fresh, but now he got the spotlight.
So I'm gonna vote for NSM 1035.
I know, I'm gonna vote for my second account.
I'm going to vote for whoever gives me the most money.
That's a good deal.
I'm going to vote for Iceflower for me, because he does video reviews that are really good, but nobody pays attention to them.
I'm going to start montages and video reviews and shit.
And on that note, we're out.
Peace out.
Hasta la vista, baby.